请我们来看希伯来书。
And so if we open up our Bibles, the book of Hebrews.
希伯来书的十二章。
Hebrews chapter 12.
希伯来书十二章的二十七节，还有二十八节。
Hebrews chapter 12, verses 27 and 28.
请读。
Verse 27, now this, yet once more, indicates the removal of those things that are shaken, as of things that are made, that the things which cannot be shaken may remain. 28.Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom which cannot be shaken, let us have grace by which we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear.
这两节告诉我们有两种的国度。
And so here it talks about two kinds of kingdoms.
一个叫做能够震动的国。
And so the first is the kingdom that can be shaken.
这个就是我们在地面上的国度。
And so this is the kingdom of the world.
那另外一个是不能够震动的国。
And then the second type is the kingdom that cannot be shaken.
这个就是属灵的国。
And then this is the spiritual kingdom.
那这个能震动的国，在二十七节讲，受造之物都要被挪去，就是这个物质的国度在主耶稣再来的时候全部都要消灭。
And so verse 27 says that the removal of these things are shaken, and so which is to say the worldly kingdoms of this world will pass away.
所以启示录在描写天地的结束。
And so in Revelation it describes the ending of the heavens and the earth.
这个就不能震动的国的结束。
And so this is the conclusion of the kingdom which can be shaken.
那这就是不能够震动的国的开始。
And so this shall be the beginning of the kingdom which cannot be shaken.
那个就是属灵国度的开始。
And that is the beginning of the spiritual kingdom.
所以即使我们能够活到永远。
And so for us to live forever.
但是这个世界也会结束。
The kingdom shall end. This kingdom shall end.
何况人只能够活七八十年。
And so man can only live for 70, 80 years.
所以人的盼望不在乎这个地面上的国度。
And so man's hope does not lie in the kingdoms of this world.
但是因为信仰，所以带给我们有一个盼望。
But because we have faith, it brings us a hope.
就是不能够震动的国。
And that hope is the kingdom which cannot be shaken.
那到底那个是什么国？
And so what exactly what kind of kingdom is this?
我们看马太福音第四章。
We look at Matthew chapter 4.
马太福音第四章。
Matthew chapter 4.
十七节。
Verse 17.
马太福音第四章十七节。
Matthew chapter 4 verse 17. From that time Jesus began to preach and say, Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
从那个时候开始，耶稣就传起道来。
And from that time, Jesus began to preach.
什么时候
？When？
就是从施洗约翰被下监以后。
And so after John the Baptist had been imprisoned.
因为施洗约翰是为主耶稣铺路的。
Because John the Baptist was the one to pave the road for Jesus.
所以施洗约翰传福音的第一个讯息跟主耶稣一模一样。
And so the first message, the message of John the Baptist was the exact same as the first message of Jesus Christ.
天国近了。
That the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
那他的工作做完。
And so after John the Baptist's work was done,
他就被下监
了。He was imprisoned.
那他的工作做完就是主耶稣工作的开始。
And so the conclusion of John the Baptist's work is the beginning of the work of Jesus.
所以他就出来讲天国近了。
And so he started by saying the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
你们要悔改。
And so repent.
天国就是神住的地方。
And so the kingdom of heaven is where God lives.
神住在众人所不能够靠近的光里面。
And so God dwells in the light, the glory in which man cannot draw near.
那天国近了就是那在天上的国度要借着主耶稣把它带到人间。
And so the kingdom of heaven will be brought among men by Lord Jesus Christ.
那这个叫做福音。
And so this is the gospel.
哦，带给人盼望的好消息。
It is the good news that brings hope to all men.
哦，所以希伯来书讲了不能震动的国是从天上带到人间的。
And so the kingdom which cannot be shaken that is described in Hebrews, it is in heaven.
就是主耶稣所带来的。
And it is brought to us by Lord Jesus Christ.
因此主耶稣在世界上他提了好多次。
And so while Jesus was in this world, he mentioned many times.
比方说他在教导主祷文。
And so for example, when he teaches us about the Lord's Prayer.
同样是马太福音。
And also Matthew.
在讲祷告文。第六章
and in Matthew chapter 6,
第十节
verse 10, chapter 6, verse 10, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
愿你的国降临。
So your kingdom come.
我们刚刚开始来教会慕道。
And so in the beginning, when we first were true seekers in the church,
特别在真耶稣教会，大部分都是遇到困难才来的。
Especially in True Jesus Church, the majority came because they encountered difficulties.
因此我们需要神，我们找来找去在这里找到神。
And so we needed God and we sought for God and we found him here.
所以我们开始来去追求信仰，都一直在求。
And so when we were seeking faith, we asked for it.
而且是求精神上、肉体上的困难，神能够解决。
And so we ask God to solve our physical problems, our worldly problems.
那事实上啊，很多人在教会里面也体验到神的恩典。
And actually, many people in church have experienced the grace of God.
因为神是父亲嘛。
Because God is our Father.
孩子有困难向他求，当然他会怜悯，他会垂听。
And so when a child cries out to the Father, of course the Father will have mercy and listen to them.
但是这只是一个入门。
But this is merely just an entrance.
我们信仰的入门。
It is the beginning entrance of our faith.
因为有时候没有借着这个困难，我们不会想要找神。我天天活得好好，我为什么要去找神？
Because if every day we don't encounter difficulties, why do we need to seek after God?
但是进到信仰以后。
But once we have entered into this faith.
神帮助我们困难解决了。
And God helps us and then solves our problems.
我们常常就发现，有的信徒好像没事情做。
Then we find that some members feel like they have nothing to do.
为什么？因为我困难解决了。
Because my problems have been solved.
所以信仰缺乏一个目标。
And so their faith lacks a goal.
信仰没有目标，信仰就没有动力。
And so without a goal, faith has no motivation.
为什么？
Why?
因为我不晓得努力什么。
Because they don't know what to strive for.
但是如果我们看主耶稣教导我们祷告。
But when we see how Jesus teaches us to pray,
前面三个就是满足神的需要。
First is to meet the needs of God.
后面三个才是满足自己的需要。
And then the second is later on is the later three is to meet our own needs.
那在前面三个的第一个祷告。
And so the first three in the Lord's Prayer.
尊神的名为圣。
And so hallowed be your name.
第二个祷告。
And the second.
愿你的国降临。
Your kingdom come.
所以这就是我们信仰追求的目标。
And so this is the goal of our faith.
要追求神的国降临。
That we seek after God's kingdom to come.
神的国在哪里？
And where is the kingdom of God?
主耶稣说，神的国就在你的心里。
And Lord Jesus Christ says that the kingdom of God is in your heart.
神的国就在教会。
And the kingdom of heaven is in the church.
所以我们的追求就是要让神的国完全充满在我心里。
And so our goal in our faith is that the kingdom of God is filled in our hearts.
那问题是，我怎么知道我有得到神的国？
And so the question is, how do I know I have received the kingdom of God?
所以在罗马书里面讲，神的国不在乎吃喝。
And so in the book of Romans, it says, the kingdom of God is not of eating or drinking.
我们看罗马书。
And if we look at the book of Romans,
罗马书的十四章。
Romans chapter 14.
十四章的十七节。
Romans chapter 14, verse 17. For the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit.
这里讲神的国实现有三个体验。
And so with the appearance of the kingdom of God, there are three experiences.
第一个体验就是公义。
And the first is justice, righteousness.
Righteous. 公义就是在神看起来都是对的。
And so righteousness means that before the eyes of God, everything is correct.
不是我自己看哦, 神看我的生活, 我的观念, 我的决定, 我的家庭都是对的, 这个叫做公义。
And so righteousness is not determined by our own perspectives, but rather God's view on how we live our lives, our family, our faith, our actions.
那公义的结果就是平安。
And so the result of righteousness is peace.
因为神会同在。
Because God will abide with us.
神是公义的。
That God is righteous.
那有公义, 神就会临到, 圣灵就会降临。
And then once we have righteousness, then the God will appear, the Holy Spirit will come down.
我们就有圣灵中的喜乐。
And then we shall have joy in the Holy Spirit.
就常常觉得很喜乐。
And so we will feel much joy.
为什么? 因为神住在我里面, 充满在我里面。
Because God dwells within our hearts and fills our hearts.
那如果我们用这个三个再来看我们自己的生活。
And so if we use these three things to examine our lives,
我真的公义吗?
Am I truly righteous?
我真的有平安吗?
Do I truly have peace?
特别是患难中的平安。
Especially peace in times of trials.
我真的活得很满足,很喜乐吗?
Do I live a life of joy and fulfillment?
忽然间我们发现我们离开非常的远。
And then we realize that we have departed very far.
所以信仰要努力什么?
And so what is it that we need to strive for in our faith?
就是要求神的国降临。
We need to ask for the kingdom of God to come.
让我们的家里成为神的国。
That the kingdom, that our families may become the kingdom of God.
如果家里面有公义，就没有罪。
If in a family there is righteousness, then there is no sin.
如果有公义，就不会乱糟糟的，问题一大堆。
Righteousness, there is no chaos or problems.
如果有公义，就有平安。
If there is righteousness, then there is peace.
如果家庭里面有公义，就有喜乐。
If there is righteousness in the family, then we shall have joy.
那这样的生活就是在地如天。
And then this is kind of life is heaven on earth.
所以肉体的恩典，这是入门。
And so this is only the beginning, the entrance of our faith.
肉体啊, 肉体恩典, 这是入门。
Physical blessings is merely an entrance.
但是最宝贵的是要追求神的国。
But the most precious is to pursue after the kingdom of God.
那这个神的国, 一个国一定要有一个王。
And so for a kingdom, it must have a king.
那这个国是什么? 这个王又是什么?
What is this kingdom and who is this king?
我们来看, 约翰福音。
If we look at the book of John,
约翰福音的18章,
John chapter 18.
约翰福音18章,
John chapter 18.
我们仔细来看, 主耶稣跟比拉多的对话。
And so this is the dialogue that Jesus had with Pilate.
36节跟37节。
Verses 36 and 37. 36, Jesus answered, My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, my servants would fight so that I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now my kingdom is not from here. 37, Pilate therefore said to him, Are you a king then? Jesus answered, You say rightly that I am a king. For this cause I was born, and for this cause I have come into the world, that I should bear witness to the truth. Everyone who is of the truth hears my voice.
这里主耶稣就讲更清楚了。
And so here Jesus speaks very plainly.
说我的国不属世界。
That my kingdom is not of this world.
所以主耶稣也讲我的国。
And Jesus says my kingdom.
那这里这讲我的国就是他第一次传福音讲天国近了，那个就是我的国，就是主耶稣的国。
And so when Jesus says my kingdom, that is referring to the first time when he preached, he says the kingdom of God, that is his kingdom.
所以愿神的国降临就是愿主耶稣的国能够降临，临到我的家庭，临到我的生活。
And so when we pray that the kingdom of God comes, we are praying that the kingdom of God comes into our family and our homes.
好,然后, 37节。
Verse 37.
那比拉多问他说,你是王吗?
And so Pilate asked him, Are you a king then?
他是被囚犯被绑着的。
He is a prisoner being held captive.
等一下他要被钉十字架。
And he is about to be condemned and crucified.
所以比拉多说你是王吗？
And so Pilate asked him, are you a king then?
他也没有否定啊。
He did not deny it.
他说你说我是王。
He says, you say rightly that I am a king.
我为此而生，我是王。
For this cause, I was born that I am a king.
所以主耶稣是神的国的王。
And so Jesus is the king of the kingdom of God.
所以天国近了。
And so the kingdom of God is at hand.
那个王是谁？
And who is the king?
那个王就是主耶稣本身。
And the king is Lord Jesus Christ himself.
那我们再现在想想看。
And so if we think about it.
美国现在已经有四十几任的总统。
And so the United States has had 40-something presidents.
如果我们做一个假设。
And if we do a hypothesis.
如果美国的总统像神，美国会怎样？
That if the presidents worship God,
像神啊，
oh, if they were like God, then what would the U.S. be?
如果美国的总统像神，美国就像天国。
That if the presidents of the United States were like God, then United States would be like heaven.
为什么？
Why?
因为没有一件事情他不知道怎么解决。
There would not be any issues in which they could not solve.
不知道怎么解决。
They would solve all of it.
不知道怎么解决，没有一个问题他不知道怎么解决。
There would not be a problem which they could not solve.
不是，不知道怎么解决。Don't know how.
They do not know how to solve.
没有一个问题他没有能力解决，每一个问题他都有能力解决。
And so they would have abilities to solve all problems.
那美国不是天国吗？
Then would not the United States be heaven?
所以。我们再看历史学家在评论这个四十几个总统谁是最伟大。
And so many historians debate out of all the 40-something presidents, which is the greatest.
那他就看他在任内里面对美国做成什么。
And so they compare what each president has done for the country.
所以今天的美国就是在几十位的总统带领之下成为现在。
And so that through the process of 40-something presidents, this is the final conclusion of the United States.
但是总统也是人。
But our presidents are still human.
是有限的。
They are limited.
所以美国不是天国。
And so the United States is not heaven.
好，那这个地方讲他是王。
And so here it says that Jesus is king.
那我们就要来看看这个弥赛亚的国度这一位王是什么样的一个王
？And so we have to see what kind of king this king of the Messianic kingdom is.
那如果我们认识他是什么王，我们就知道我们在这个国度里面有什么福气。
And so if we know who this king is, we shall know what kind of blessings we have in this kingdom.
那为着要了解主耶稣是怎样的一个王，
And so
我们要回到旧约圣经的预言。
And so in order to understand what kind of king Jesus is, we need to return back to the prophecies of the Old Testament.
因为旧约圣经能够帮助我们领改新约圣经。
Because the Old Testament can help us to understand the New Testament.
所以我们就回到以赛亚书来看。
And so if we turn to the book of Isaiah.
如果我们在读以赛亚书。
If we look at the book of Isaiah.
我们就觉得这是以色列人的历史。
This, we feel that this is the history of the Israelites.
我不是以色列人，我是为什么要读以赛亚书？
I'm not an Israelite, so why do I need to study the history of Israel?
但是如果我们从属灵的观点来看，
But from a spiritual perspective,
以赛亚书就是旧约的福音书。
That the Old Testament is the book of gospels.
里面就有一个预言弥赛亚的国度在里面。
And so in these books, there is a prophecy of the Messianic kingdom.
所以在以赛亚书里面有很多关于主耶稣的预言。
And so in the Old Testament, there are many prophecies of Lord Jesus Christ.
这个好像演戏那个剧本已经写好了。
It is just like the script of, is written for a play.
在主耶稣出生八百年前这个剧本已经写好了。
And so 800 years before Jesus Christ was born, this script was already written.
然后生的时候到就这样一幕一幕一直演出来。
And then when Jesus arrives, each scene is played out.
哦，所以新约圣经每一次提到主耶稣，就说这要预应验以赛亚书所说的话。
And so, many times through the gospel, it says, to fulfill the words spoken by Isaiah.
八百年前，神就把主耶稣的一生讲得很清楚。
And so 800 years before Jesus was born, God had already spoken the words and the actions of Jesus Christ.
所以我们就知道主耶稣的出生不是偶然的。
And so we know that the birth of Jesus was not coincidental.
这个是神的计划。
But rather it is a plan of God.
这个也让我们知道圣经证明有神。
And so this allows us to know that the Bible proves that there is God.
如果没有神，怎么解释以赛亚书？
If there is no God, how do you explain Isaiah?
他讲的话到现在完全实现。
That all the words written in Isaiah have been fulfilled.
有的人讲，有可能是现在信耶稣的人偷偷的把它改了。
And some people will say it's only fulfilled because those who believe in Jesus, they have corrected it.
不是，现在犹太人还在读以赛亚书，跟我们一样啊，但是他不信耶稣的。
But that's not true because the Jews, they also read the book of Isaiah, yet they, as just as we do, and they do not believe in Jesus.
好，那我们现在看这个弥赛亚的国度这个王以赛亚书。
And so let us look at Isaiah to study the king of the Messianic kingdom.
以赛亚书的第七章。
We look at Isaiah chapter 7.
以赛亚书的第七章。
Isaiah chapter 7.
第七章十四节。
Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14. Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel.
这个地方讲要有童女怀孕生子。
And here it says that the virgin shall conceive and bear a son.
你要给他起名叫以马内利。
And you shall call his name Emmanuel.
在新约圣经。
And the New Testament.
第一章，马太第一章。
Matthew chapter 1.
二十一节。二十二节。
Matthew chapter 1 verse 22.
请读。
Matthew chapter 1 verse.
Chapter 1 verse 22
and 23. So all this was done that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the Lord through the prophet, saying, verse 23, Behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is translated God with us.
所以这个是应验旧约的预言。
And so this is to fulfill what was spoken in the Old Testament.
以马内利是什么意思？
And what does Emmanuel mean?
就是神与我们同在。
And it is translated as God with us.
因此如果我们回到以赛亚书的第七章，
If we return back to Isaiah chapter 7,
童女怀孕生子，
A virgin shall conceive and bear a son.
这一个人是从童女生的。
That this person would be born of a virgin.
那这个就是弥赛亚的王，国度的王。
And so this would be the king of the messianic kingdom.
他是童女生的。
He would be born of a virgin.
那他生在地上会对我们有什么影响？
And so what effect does it have that he is to us that he was born in this world?
所以为什么这个国度这么重要？
And why is it that this kingdom is so important?
所以你要给他取名叫以马内利。
That you, he shall be named Emmanuel.
也就是说借着这个小孩子生出来神要与人同在。
And which is to say that through the birth of this child that God shall be with man.
所以有时候我们在写信最后都讲以马内利。
And so many times when we write letters, we will conclude with, we will sign off with Emmanuel.
因为对人的祝福这一句话实在是非常的美好。
Because in terms of the blessings of man, this sign off is very important.
神与你同在。
That God be with you.
没有比这个更美的祝福。
There is no greater blessing than this.
如果我们在圣经里面看到神与我们同在的例子，
And if we look in the Bible for examples of where God is with us,
那我们就知道这个小孩子生下来带给我们真的是很大的福气。
And we see that the birth of this child truly brings us many blessings.
我们来看几个例子。
And so let's look at a few examples.
创世纪39章。
If we look at Genesis chapter 39,
啊，创世纪三十九章。
Genesis chapter 39。
啊。三十九章的二十一节。
Genesis chapter 39 verse 21. But the Lord was with Joseph and showed him mercy, and he gave him favor in the sight of the keeper of the prison.
这里讲神与约瑟同在。
Here it says that the Lord was with Joseph.
这个讲在前面了。
And this is talking about beforehand.
然后向他施恩。
And so he gave him favor.
所以他虽然被关到监牢里面，就蒙施恩，眼前蒙恩。
And so, even though Joseph was in prison, he gave him favor in the sight of the keeper of the prison.
神同在，神施恩，所以那个施恩就对他很好。
And so, because the Lord was with Joseph, he showed him mercy. Therefore, the prison keeper treated him favorably.
所以如果神真的跟我们同在。
And so if God is truly with us,
神会感动你的老板对你很好。
God will touch your heart, your boss's heart to be nice to you.
如果我们再看23节。
If we look at verse 23, the keeper of the prison did not look into anything that was under Joseph's authority, because the Lord was with him, and whatever he did, the Lord made it prosper.
这里讲他所做的都顺利。
And so it says, whatever he did, the Lord made it prosper.
为什么？因为神使他顺利。
Because the Lord made it prosper.
所以这个神同在真的没有比这个更好的祝福啊。
And so to have the abidance of God, there is no greater blessing.
神是全能的神。
God is the Almighty God.
神同在，你还忧虑什么？
If God is with us, then what do we need to worry?
神同在，你还害怕什么？
If God is with us, what do we need to be afraid of?
所以为什么这个国度这么宝贵？
And so why is this kingdom so precious?
因为他是童女生的，借着他要让神跟我们同在。
Because he would be born of a virgin, and through his birth that God would be with us.
诗篇二十三篇有一句很出名的话。
And in Psalm 23, there's a very famous phrase.
我虽然行过死荫的幽谷，我也不怕。
That even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil.
大卫的一生啊，经历过很多死亡。
And so throughout David's life, he had many moments where he drew close to death.
在小的时候，他去牧羊。
When he was younger, he was a shepherd.
有豺狼来。
There were wolves that came.
他就赶上去。
And so he dared to fight.
把羊抢回来。
And to fight back and get the sheep.
甚至把那个狮子打死。
And then to even kill the beast.
这个是神跟他同在啊。
And so this is the abidance of God with David.
他面对扫罗。
And when he faced Saul.
怕追来追去，追来追去。
And even though Saul kept pursuing after him.
为什么？扫罗抓不到他。
Saul could not, why is that Saul could never find him?
因为神与他同在。
Because God was with him.
他面对哥利亚。
And when he encountered Goliath.
哥利亚人高马大。
Goliath was a giant.
这大卫一个小孩子，一个青年出来挑战他。
And so David was only a child to fight against him.
竟然能够把他打死。
And he was able to overcome Goliath.
因为神与他同在。
Because God was with him.
所以神与我们同在，这个是太好的祝福了。
And so when God is with us, this is such a great blessing.
我们今天为什么生活一大堆问题？
And so why is that we have so many problems in our lives?
因为神没有与我们同在。
Because God is not abiding with us.
神与我们同在，我们就可以一步来解决我们的问题。
If God is with us, then each step of the way, God would solve our problem.
因为神的恩典会帮助我们。
Because God's grace helps us.
所以我们在世为人，不是靠人的聪明。
And so when we live our lives not according to our own wisdom.
乃在乎神的恩典。
But it's by the grace of God.
神的恩典从哪里来？从他与我们同在。
Where does God's grace come from? It is from his abidance.
摩西，神要用他。
God wanted to use Moses.
那个时候他说我是谁啊？
And Moses asked, who am I?
他忽然间发现他只不过是一个人啊。
Moses felt that he was merely a person.
虽然他住过王宫。
And even though he had lived in the palace.
受过埃及一切的学问。
And he had received all the education of the Egyptian.
但是现实生活磨来磨去，他发现我只是一个人啊。
But yeah, after through the refining of God, he found out he was only a person, a man.
他有这样的了解。
And so only when he had this understanding,
神就说我要与你同在。
Then God said, I will be with you.
那接下去我们就看到出埃及记所做的一切都是神在做事。
And so we see throughout the book of Exodus that everything that happened was all God's doing.
啊，摩西只是一个工具。
Moses was merely a vessel.
啊，所以为什么弥赛亚的国度这么宝贵？
And so why is that the Messianic kingdom is so precious?
因为借着这个王，神要与我们同在。
Because it is through this king, he shall abide with us.
我们的生活会有很大的改变。
And our lives shall have great changes.
如果我们进到这个国度，生活没有改变，不是神有问题。
If we enter into this kingdom, yet our lives are not changed, it is not a problem with this king.
可能我们本身没有去追求。
And it is the problem is that maybe we have not pursued.
天国近了，这是一个应许。
This is a promise that the kingdom of God is at hand.
但是你们要悔改。
But you need to repent.
这是人的本分啊。
This is the duty of man.
悔改是什么意思？
And what does it mean to repent?
悔改表示我过去的想法，我过去的生活方式，我过去的价值观是不对的。
That repentance is that all my previous thoughts, all my value systems, and the way of living is all wrong.
改就是从今以后我要改变。
And to change means that from now on, I will be different.
我要改变，先求神的国跟神的义。
And I will change into that. I will seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness.
那这样的话，神的恩典就会临到。
And then grace of God and the blessings of God shall come upon us.
所以这个王要带给我们以马内利。
And so this king shall bring us Emmanuel.
但这是一个应许。
And this is a promise.
我们本身有我们的本分要做。
But each of us has a duty in which we must fulfill.
所以在教会里面，为什么有人体验很多，有人体验不多？
And so why is in church some people have more experiences and others have less?
神是没有不偏待人的。
God does not differentiate.
因为有的人真的有尽本分去追求。
It is that some people have tried their best to pursue.
他就有体验。
And so they are able to experience.
有的人觉得信耶稣好像没有什么事情可以做。
Some people, they believe in Jesus and they feel that there is nothing for them to do.
他就没有体验。
They have no experience.
好，那我们再回来看哈，第七章以赛亚书。
If we return back to Isaiah chapter 7.
那为什么以马内利的临到跟童女怀孕生子有关系？
And so why is it that the arrival of Emmanuel is related to the birth of a virgin giving birth?
如果我们回来看约翰福音第一章。
Look at John chapter 1.
约翰福音第一章。
John chapter 1.
十七节。
Verse 17.
约翰第一章的十七节。
John chapter 1, verse 17. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Jesus Christ.
这里讲律法借着摩西传的，恩典跟真理是耶稣基督来的。在这一节里面，为什么把摩西跟耶稣拉在一起？
And so in this verse, why does it connect Moses with Jesus Christ?
因为律法的总结就是基督。
And so the ending of the law is Jesus Christ.
律法本身是好的。
That the law in itself is good.
但是人没有办法去行律法。
But man is not able to fulfill the law.
你一生只要犯一条，你就是罪人。
And so if you break one of the law, you are condemned as a sinner forever.
那我们是罪人，我们跟神就有一个阻隔。
And so if we are a sinner, then we are separated from Christ.
所以律法是没有办法救人的。
So the law cannot save you.
律法叫人知罪。
And so the law rather condemns man.
它是好的。
The law is good.
人有罪性做不来。
So man with the nature of sin cannot fulfill the law.
因此律法没有办法让人跟神建立真正的关系。
And so the law cannot allow man to establish a relationship with God.
因此耶稣来世界。
And so Jesus Christ came into the world.
主耶稣来，他是童女怀孕生的儿子。
And Jesus Christ came into the world. He is the son that was born by a virgin.
他没有罪。
He came without sin.
所以他才有资格为我们的罪而死。
And so therefore he is worthy to die on our behalf.
他也真的为我们罪而死。
And truly he died on our sins.
所以他可以除掉人跟神中间的障碍。
And so he could remove the obstacle between man and God.
那使人跟神重新有合一的关系。
And so that man can be reconciled with God.
所以前面才讲有童女怀孕生子，后面才讲他要取名叫以马内利。
That's why in the beginning it says that he shall be born by a virgin, and then follows after that his name shall be Emmanuel.
所以我们能够跟天国有份，神的国有份这是因为这一个王 他所成就的恩典。
And that is why we have a part with the heavenly kingdom, because this has been fulfilled by the king.
好，我们现在再来看以赛亚书的第九章。
And if we look at Isaiah chapter 9.
好，以赛亚书的第九章。
Isaiah chapter 9.
第六节。
Verse 6. Isaiah chapter 9 verse 6.For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
Okay, 第七节.
Verse 7. Of the increase of his government and peace there will be no end, upon the throne of David and over his kingdom, to order it and establish it with judgment and justice from that time forward, even forever.The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this.
这里讲有一个婴孩为我们而生。
That for unto us a child is born.
我们生孩子都是为自己啊。
We all give birth to children for ourselves.
但是这里讲有一个婴孩为我们，我们是谁？每一个读圣经的人，世界上每一个人。
And so here it says that a child is born for us. And who is us? It is for everyone who is reading the Bible and everyone in this world.
那第六节，政权要担在他的肩头上。
And then it says the government will be upon his shoulder.
因为这是一个国度啊，所以这个国度有一个有一个责任在身上。
Because this is a kingdom, and with this kingdom, there is a responsibility upon him.
然后第七节。
And then verse 7.
第七节在讲。他要坐在大卫的宝座上治理他的国。
And so it says that upon the throne of David and over his kingdom to order it.
这个大卫的宝座有属灵的意思。
And so this throne of David has a spiritual meaning.
属灵的意思就是神国里面的宝座。
And so the throne of David spiritually means the throne of heaven.
来治理他的国。
And to order over his kingdom.
所以天国进了那个王就是耶稣，主耶稣要来治理神的国。
And so as the kingdom of God is at hand, so the Lord Jesus Christ will come to order his kingdom.
那这个王来治理他的国，凡是在他国度里面的人，因为这个王会有什么体验呢？
And so because this king has order over his kingdom, what kind of experiences do the citizens of this kingdom experience?
如果我们看第七节开始政权与平安必增加无穷。
And then it says verse 7, of the increase of government and peace there will be no end.
如果他做王，平安就会增加。
That if he is the king, then peace will increase.
然后如果我们到第七节的后面，他以公平跟公义使国坚定稳固。
And so it says to order it and establish it with judgment and justice.
所以这个国是在公平跟公义来进行的。
And so this kingdom is established and ordered by judgment and justice.
然后从今直到永远。
From that time forward, even forever.
所以这一个从天上来的国度是直到永远的。
And so this heavenly kingdom is forever.
因为这个王是不一样的王。
Because this king is a unique and different king.
好，那我们就来看政权是在怎么在他的肩头上。
And so let's see how the government will be upon his shoulder.
他是怎么来做王的？
How is he the king?
如果我们回到第六节，
We return back to verse 6.
这里讲他的名有四个头衔。
And so there are four descriptions of his name.
第一个，奇妙的策士。
And it says wonderful counselor.
这个本来是两个字合成一起的，奇妙的策士。
And so it's actually two words combined into one, wonderful counselor.
那策士是什么？策士就是参谋。counselor 比方说你在学校读书我现在要学一个选一个学位我要修什么课，你就去找那个参谋。
And so a counselor is someone, an advisor. For example, if we are in school, we want to study a major, we would go to the advisor for advice for some classes.
那有时候我们生活有问题我们会找一些人当我们的顾问了。你帮我建议一下，我要怎么解决？
Sometimes when we face difficulties, we may go to our friends and ask them for advice or referrals.
那美国的总统，你看下面有很多的参谋。
And so the president of the United States has many counselors who work for him, advisors work for him.
这个小孩子, 他是奇妙的测试。
And so this child shall be called Wonderful Counselor.
所以有人说啊, 有人的地方就有问题。
Someone says that as long as there are people there, there will be problems there.
我们有没有看过有人的地方没有问题?
Have we ever seen a place where there are people but without any problems?
而且我跟一个弟兄从瑞士来的 在谈话。
And so one time I was with someone from Switzerland.
瑞士风景如画。
Switzerland's very scenic.
社会福利又好。
And there is many good social benefits there.
应该是活着很幸福才对啊。
And so life should be very good there.
在差不多一个多钟头的谈话里面。
And over the course of an hour of speaking,
他至少跟我提到三个还是四个他的朋友他的亲戚自杀。
He mentioned over the course of our discussion, he had about three or four friends or family who committed suicide.
有的开快车去自杀，有的开飞机自杀。
Some drove quickly and died to commit suicide or by plane.
有人的地方啊，就有问题。
Wherever man is, there are problems there.
为什么有问题？
Why is there?
如果回到圣经啊。
If we return back to the Bible,
就是因为我们离开神啊。
It is because we have departed from God.
那有神的地方就有答案了。
And so where there is God, there is an answer.
因为神创造人，神还不能够给人的问题答案吗？
If God created man, can God not create a solution for man?
所以人要回归向神，问题就有答案。
And so if a man returns back to God, then they shall find a solution to their problems.
那神对我们的问题答案是什么？
And so what is the solution that God has for our problems?
就是主耶稣本身啊。
It is Lord Jesus Christ himself.
那这个想起来我们没有办法了解，真的这样吗？
It's hard for us to comprehend. Is it truly like this?
事实真的是这样。
And it indeed is truly like this.
所以神对我们问题解决的方法，有时候你觉得真的很奇妙。
And so sometimes we find it very miraculous how God provided a solution for us.
比方说，如果一个人婚姻有问题。
For example, if someone had marital problems.
你有两条路可以走。
There are two ways to go down.
第一条路。
First way.
去找这个婚姻咨询专家。
You would find a marriage counselor.
他有一套的理论可以帮助你。
They would have a set advice, theories that would help you.
但是所有的理论里面，他没有办法解决一个问题。
And however, through all the theories that they have, they cannot solve one problem.
就是人的个性怎么改变。
How do you change a person's personality?
这个不是人做得到的。
This is not something that man can do.
但是当我们回到圣经来看。
But when we return back to the Bible,
圣经讲婚姻的道理就是基督跟教会的关系。
That when the Bible talks about marriage, it is the relationship between Christ and the church.
也就是主耶稣跟我们的关系。
It is also the relationship between Jesus Christ and us.
那在以弗所书里面讲基督跟教会的关系到最后只有两点。
And so in Ephesians, when it talks about the relationship between Christ and the church, it is only two points.
就是爱与顺服。
It is love and submission.
基督爱教会，爱到为教会舍己。
That Christ loved the church that he died for her.
所以教会要对基督完全的顺服。
And so therefore the church must fully submit to Christ.
那这个就是婚姻的道理啊。
And so that is the teaching of marriage.
所以我们回到圣经来看。
And so if we return back to the Bible,
主耶稣真的是问题的答案。
Jesus Christ is truly the solution to our problems.
如果我们真的一生以主为中心,
if truly throughout our lives we put God, Jesus Christ as our highest priority,
以主耶稣的心为心,
and we set the heart of God as our own heart,
这样来过我们的生活,
and we live our lives like this,
很多的问题是不会发生的。
There are many problems that will not arise.
即使发生很多的问题都是可以解决的。
And even the problems that do arise can be solved.
所以这里讲, 他是奇妙的测试。
And so here it says that he is wonderful counselor.
时间到, 我们来唱诗, 我们下午再继续。
And so time is now up. We will sing a hymn and we'll continue in the afternoon.
157首。
Let's sing hymn 157.